know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. Yes, this is the Hoop Genius Podcast that you would have heard mentioned in a press conference from the Sacramento Kings new general manager, Mr. Scott Perry. Shout out to Scott, congratulations once again. You know, that's a first for me, BJ. They ain't never talked about me in a press. Usually I'm there asking questions as a reporter. They ain't never talked about me on the podium. So that's Scott.
You're just expanding your net, Mo. You're everywhere. You're everywhere, Mo. So congratulations to you. I mean,
no.
Congratulations.
It's teamwork. Ain't no I. It's just we. It's just us. But BJ, how you doing? You enjoy the game last night? You went down to the Staples/Crypto Arena.
Yes.
How was that experience and how was the traffic on the way back?
The traffic on the way back was flawless. It was easy. Now getting down there was but getting down there was tough. But the crypto center was it was a buzz last night down there, Mo. I got to give them credit. There was a sense of urgency in the building, and that's what I want to give the Lakers credit. They met the play of the game. They came out with a sense of urgency. They needed to win that game. Their team responded. Series is 1-1. Going back up there to Minnesota. The
Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities, that's correct. And we have a series. So it was great. I loved it. JJ, Coach Redick really was animated on the sideline. He was very animated. I think he understood what was needed, but more importantly, the players understood it, and they came out play well. They led for it seemed like the entire game.
Yep.
And you know, Minnesota, they would chip away but could never get over the hump. So yeah, it was a really good game.
We got a lot of the comments from the fans. The fans they blamed you. They blamed you. They held you accountable. Because after all of our discussions about how good the referees have been in the playoffs, I don't know how long you sat in that arena for, because it felt like I sat and watched that game for about 6 hours. The refs were blowing the whistle nonstop last night in that one. What happened to the refereeing we saw in the Pistons-Knicks game where they let the guys play? I didn't enjoy that aspect of it. But, you know, speaking about the Lakers, the second most successful team in the NBA, let's talk about the first most successful team in the NBA, the best team in the NBA, the Boston Celtics, reigning champions. Okay. They lead their series against the Orlando Magic 2-0, a 109-100 win without their superstar Jason Tatum. In his absence, Jaylen Brown stepped up, 36 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Porzingis had his head split open, received 5 stitches to his head, and scored 20 points. Derek White gave them 17. Payton Pritchard, the newly crowned sixth man of the year, gave them 14 off the bench. And that was enough to take down a Magic team where Paolo played very well, 32 points, Franz Wagner, 25. Wendell Carr gave him 16 and Ante Black gave him 11 off the bench, but there wasn't many contributions elsewhere. The series now shifts back to Orlando. The Magic team have showed some nice stretches in this. You know, they're showing...
Yes, they have.
They're showing, like, maybe not this season, but in a few years from now, Paolo is really going to be a guy. Like, some of the plays that he makes, one of the passes he threw tonight was absolutely insane. Some of the plays he makes, absolutely fantastic. Franz Wagner on both sides of the floor, he's given it all he's got. A lot of respect for him. I just feel like when they get Suggs back at that guard position, when they shore up their two guard, because KCP, again, 1 of 9, very disappointing from him. You know, once they shore up that backcourt and get their guard sorted, I think they're going to be a real problem in the Eastern Conference for years to come. But what are you looking at now for the rest of this series? Do you think the Magic can get a game at home, or do you think the Celtics are just going to keep things rolling?
Well, I think it's possible for them to get a game at home. It's going to be hard to close out a team, you know, like the Magic, because you can tell they are undermanned right now. No excuses, but they have a lot of pride, and I want to give those guys, they're playing tough. I mean, they're giving their effort. They're prepared. They are, you know, they're locked in. You're just matched up against a better team in the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are just better, regardless if Jason Tatum is there or not. They are better. And But I like this Magic team, and you know what? It's this is good for them. I want to give the organization and the team and the way they're playing, they're fighting out there, and I respect that. However, this Celtic team, right? I mean, Jaylen Brown, well, what can you say?
Looking healthy
Porzingis,
again.
yeah, Porzingis, 20-10, and Derek White and Jrue Holiday, and
And they did it all while playing in foul trouble as well.
yeah, I mean, so you got to give them credit. They have the formula right now for success. The Boston Celtics, great job, great win. Hopefully, Jason Tatum is back in the next game, and we know he's a gamer, so
The
he
last
doesn't miss.
time.
He doesn't miss. He doesn't miss. I think this was his first game,
Yep.
correct?
The last time the
Okay.
Celtics played a playoff game without Jason Tatum, Kelly Olynyk was in the starting lineup.
How
Doesn't that
about
feel like
that?
a lifetime ago?
How about that?
The
So,
Game 7 hero against the Washington Wizards. Shout out to Kelly Olynyk every time.
yeah, Jason, Jason Tatum, he's a gamer. So let's get back and get back to playing. And I thought it was a thought it was a, it was a really nice game, and it was a nice win for them to defend home court. Now they have an opportunity to go down and get one, potentially two, in Orlando.
They seem to be on a collision course for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who also picked up a win to take a 2-0 lead in their series, 121 to 112 against the Miami Heat. The game was looking like a blowout, but the Heat managed to really get it down to, I think it was a 3-point game with just 2 minutes left. And it was a tough night for Nikola Jovic, one of eight from three. He had the shot that would have kind of made it a real interesting finish. He couldn't get that to go, but it's his first game. He's missed a lot of time. A real interesting post-game interview here. Darius Garland was asked on what the game plan was versus the Heat. And do you know what he said, BJ?
What's that?
See, I thought it was AI. I thought it was fake. But he said, and it might be fake, I don't know. He said, pick on Tyler Herro. Pick on their weak defenders. Go after them. So a little bit of trash talking to media. We love to see that in the playoffs. Darius Garland himself finished with 21 points, but it was the Donovan Mitchell show, especially in the fourth quarter. He was 7 of 10 from 3. He finished with 30 points. Evan Mobley, 20 points. Max Strus gave him 14, and DeAndre Hunter gave him 12 off the bench. Nice win here for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maybe not as easy as they expected it to be. They thought they'd blow them out, take care of business, but they got the win, and that's all that counts. They're 50% of the way through to advancing. Do you see the Heat being able to steal one at home, because it feels like they kind of gave it a really good shot here down the fourth, but it's tough. It's tough for this Heat team.
Well, you know what I love about this Heat team? In defeat, here's a team that refuses to give up.
They ain't no Memphis
The
Grizzlies now.
Yes,
They ain't no
now,
Memphis Grizzlies. They ain't rolling over.
and I'm gonna say this because I want to make sure that we understand it's hard to win in the NBA, in particular in the playoffs. No excuses. This team has been on the road for I don't know, it's got to, what, over a week?
A
It's
week,
got to be on.
it was since last Wednesday. So it's a
They've been
week and
on
a
the
day
road.
they've been on the road.
They've been on the road preparing,
They're missing that home cooking.
playing, and to their credit, they have every reason to just have one of those games, Mo. They haven't been home. You know, it's good to be home. Get a, new set of clothes. Just kind of get yourself together. These guys are real troopers. This is a very professional team. So I want to give those guys credit. And when I say they battled back, had every reason to say, hey, well, let's go home and try to, defend home court. No, they kept playing. So I respect that. There's no consolation prize in losing. However, I just want to make sure that we here on the podcast here that we respect what they did tonight in defeat.
Yeah, they cut down a 19-point lead to make it a 2-point game with 3 minutes left to go.
Exactly. So
17 to
I
4.
that to me speaks volume about this team and who they are. Now, I think their work is going to be cut out, but it's not going to be easy for Cleveland. Cleveland was kind of playing those games. They were just kind of coasting.
They went on a 17-4 run, then they were just kind of foot off the gas. We've got this in the bag. Let's just
So
keep it going.
I think Miami, think. I know they're going to put up a fight. But what they don't want to do, Cleveland, what they don't want to do, they don't want to come back home 2-2.
No. I'll tell you one thing. We mentioned the Laker Timberwolves game earlier. It looked to me like the Timberwolves, they didn't lose to the Lakers. They lost to the city of LA. So you never know, the city of Miami might strike.
Well, that's pretty funny. but very accurate. That's pretty funny though.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to take away anything from the Lakers. I don't want to take away anything from the Heat. You
From the
win,
Caps.
hey Mo, you win the games you're supposed to win. So
Hey, handle your business.
handle your business.
Well, speaking of handling business, the Houston Rockets. BJ, I said on a
Yeah.
podcast yesterday, you weren't here, but I said it's funny how some of these nights in the playoffs are shaping up. Like, it's basically boxing now. Yesterday you had the undercard, you had the Pacers and the Bucks, you had the Grizzlies and the Thunder, and then we had the main event with the Lakers. Tonight we had the undercards. The warm-up fights, the Magic and the Celtics, the Heat and the Cavs, and then the main event that everyone's tuning in for. And it was the Golden State Warriors versus the Houston Rockets, where the series is now tied at one apiece because Houston picked up a 109-94 win. A huge bounce back game for
Yeah.
Mr. Jalen Green. 38 points in this one. Alperen Şengün, 17 points, 16 rebounds, and 7 assists and 2 steals, showing that he can really do it all. The Rockets have 5 guys in double figures. Fred VanVleet once again struggled from the field, but Tari Eason gave them a double-digit boost off the bench. And it was a tough night for the Warriors, with Jimmy Butler going down with a very unfortunate injury. A lot of people on Twitter are
Right.
talking about it was on. No, Amen Thompson tripped, and he collided into Jimmy Butler, and he unfortunately fell. And hopefully Jimmy can get back for the next
Right.
game.
Yeah,
But it
yeah,
didn't look
yeah.
good. He went back to the locker room, was declared out for the rest of the game. But that really threw off the game plan. Some of the lineups that Steve Kerr was putting out there on the floor were lineups that you would never think to see. But here's what I wanted to ask you about. One of your favorite players on the Warriors, Mr. Jonathan Kuminga, finally
Right.
resurfaced. Steve Kerr got him off the bench. His number's not been called in a while, but they needed him. He came in and gave him 26 minutes, only 11 points in this one. It was a tough night for Kuminga and the Warriors. No one cracked the 20-point mark except for Stephen Curry. But if you're the Golden State Warriors now, you've done what you've got to do. You've secured home court advantage. You've got to split on the road. You're heading back to the Bay or Chase Center or whatever you want to call it. Are you still feeling pretty confident? Because this game was a little bit more lopsided than game one.
Well, clearly the Houston Rockets, they went back to the drawing board, watched a little film. They were very crisp on the offensive end. Ball movement, player movement. That's the first. They were able to get the ball moving, which is which to me, it was critical for them. Now, here we are, 2 games in a row, where the Golden State Warriors have not cracked 100 points. Now, that's significant. Now, Jimmy Butler did not play tonight. Let's make that clear. However, the Houston Rockets did an excellent job of how they are defending. I thought they did another excellent job of just contesting every possession. They have a defensive game plan, and it's great. But what I love most is what Coach Udoka said in one of the timeouts. He said, and I'm quoting, he's talking to his team in a timeout, and he says, "They're not going to call anything. Don't worry about that." And I thought, I've heard that before. Just play through the contact because you don't know what's going to happen. Just keep playing. Now, there were a lot of skirmishes, Mo, as you and I predicted at the beginning of the playoffs. We said this is not only is this playoff basketball, the referees now, it's obvious. Okay, now we know what it is. The thing that's happening in game two, which is funny now, is it's almost like no one knows what to do. It's like, dude, do I play through the contact? Do I say the game is getting too physical? No one knows what to do. But it's great. I think the players have adjusted or are adjusting by watching it live. I had to go see it live. I thought the Lakers are one of the few teams that they did a 180. They were playing regular season basketball in the first game, and then they said, "Wait a minute, oh, this is playoff basketball. We got to change the way we play." But I think the coaches now have adjusted, and we're in for a treat, Mo. We are in for a treat here. But the Houston Rockets, if they can get that second score, because Sengun is going to score, he's going to get 20 and 10. He's going to get a double-double. 20 and 10. You could put that in ink, I think, with this team. And the Warriors look like they'll live with that. Where the Warriors don't want what the Warriors don't want to happen is when that secondary score, and tonight that was Jalen Green. That's when they're going to be really tough to beat. Now, clearly they were missing a big part of their defensive presence in Jimmy Butler. So let's hope he gets back on the floor. But the series is tied. This is going to be a dogfight now. This is going to be a very, very tough series. The Warriors have to be feeling good going back home. Houston has to be feeling good because now they kind of, established that, they can beat this team. Even though Jimmy Butler's not there, it's good for your psyche. It's good for your confidence. And I think it's going to be these next two games, Mo, are going to be tough. I'll be tuned in for sure because I can guarantee this. There's going to be a little pushing that's going to happen for the rest of this series. And both teams, because both teams are very emotional. In particular, both teams have players that are very emotional. The team that provides the most displays the most discipline is going to win this series. Because this could go either way.
Man, there's a funny moment where these guys were getting heated and Draymond Green and Fred VanVleet squared up. And then out of nowhere, Tari Eason just throws a towel at the Warriors. And I'm like, he's just trolling because, and the aim that he got, I think it was Pat Spencer. He hit in the head with a towel. It was just hilarious to me. Rockets are having fun with the physicality. Then they're not getting too, they're not getting too caught away with it.
I'm just now the physical presence have been established. No one's going to back down. Now let's get back to basketball and playing extremely hard because now it's getting game three, game four, game five, game six, game seven. So let's get back to basketball now. We've done all the talking. We're all tied up, but now they're going back home and talking about Golden State. So hopefully Jimmy gets back on the court because I want to see this series. And I really, really want to see this series. I want to see the series extend if possible. As I told you, I thought the Houston Rockets have a terrific chance. Even though they're the higher seed, I think many probably will pick the Warriors, but I think the Houston Rockets have a better than average chance to win this series. I think they have a strong chance to win this series, and so I think we're in for a good one.
Here's a question for you. Jalen Green had 38 points tonight, but he's been known throughout his career for his kind of inconsistencies. I don't expect him to replicate a damn near 40-point performance on a nightly basis, but given the stark contrast between his game one and game two performances, how do you see the rest of the series going from him? Because surely Steve Kerr's going to go back and try and come up with a plan to take him out of the offense. And do you think Fred VanVleet and these other guys are going to be able to step up? And if Jalen Green can't get it going like he did tonight, are they going to be able to compensate for what the Warriors throw at them in the next game?
Well, I, again, part of this is, what's the Warriors' plan? The Warriors' plan might have been by design to let him, if you make shots, we'll live with that. Okay, I want to see the Houston Rockets continue to defend, continue to move the ball, and continue to play together on the offensive end, okay? Without the ball movement against the Warriors, don't forget, Mo, we can't forget this by one game. The Warriors have been the best defensive team since the Jimmy Butler trade. Okay? So I think the Warriors' game plan might have been, let's let them play one-on-one basketball. And if he makes those shots like he did tonight, so be it. Yeah. Now,
I think a problem with that, though, is like half of Houston's points came in the paint, and they scored almost double the amount of points in the paint that the Golden State Warriors did. They were really making an emphasis on driving downhill, especially like Jalen Green. He was making an effort of using his speed and athleticism to attack the basket and go downhill. Even if you are kind of playing one-on-one, instead of trying to dribble, 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 step back three, it was more of an emphasis of getting into the painted area, getting 2 feet in the paint, either get a foul call or take it strong to the hoop and try and get it cooking there. And then also as a kind of playmaker, Alperen Şengün playmaking. I feel like I need to check the statistics on this, but I feel like there were a lot more lobs for the Houston Rockets using that athleticism and that verticality as well against a small Golden State team. So if their plan is to let Jalen Green try and score the Rockets into a win, then that's cool. He did shoot 18 threes himself. I'd say he was trying to attack downhill, but like he found his rhythm attacking downhill, then he's letting the threes fly as well. Do you know what
Yeah,
I'm
so I'm saying
saying there?
I'll live with that. Well, that's what I'm saying. It was 38 is 38, but I'll live with the fact that it took him 18 3-point shots to get that 38.
Yeah, I'll live with 38 points on 25 shots.
I'll live with that. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that the Warriors are saying, "Oh wow, he got 38." No, the Warriors are like, "Okay, we'll live with that." And as you know, Mo, you're going to play a little better at home. You have a little bit more confidence at home, so we'll see. I think we will see what the Warriors are willing to live with. I was it wasn't a 38 points where he dominated the game or he established his dominance on his matchup. So I'm okay with that. What happened happened. Just like Steph Curry made some shots there in game one that you're like, wow. You just gotta live you live with that, right? You live with the results. And here we are. We're all tied after one. So this is where it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be in the playoffs.
If Jimmy Butler doesn't come back for the rest of the series, do you think it's all over for the Warriors, or do you think they'll be able to find a way without him? Because the offensive end.
I whether Jimmy is there, I told you, I think the Houston Rockets, even though they are young, I think they have an excellent opportunity in front of them. Okay. They were the higher seed.
Second seed.
Now, yes. So I know, on paper, you're going to look at the Warriors and they have this wealth of experience, championship pedigree, so forth and so on. But let's not disrespect the Houston Rockets here. Now, the Houston Rockets are, they were the second seed for a reason. Okay. So I want to give them a chance. When I say a chance, I think they, whether Jimmy is there or not, I think the Houston Rockets should probably win this series. I
Okay.
really do.
Yep.
So
They got to go get one on the road now.
they have to go get one on the road, and they have to play. Now they're going to have to continue to play better. They're going to have to find that second score. I don't think Jalen has to score 38 points, but he's got to get 20. And he's got to get 20 in a fashion where he dominates his matchup. Okay. He's got to find how to get that 20, 25 points with a high percentage. 8 for 18. Those are a lot of shots just from three. Okay. So, but give him credit. I like what I saw. I like the improvement. They've held this team to under 100 points for
Yeah, eight of
two games
18
in a
from three,
row.
but 5 of 7 from inside
Yeah.
the arc. Beautiful
So,
with that.
so we'll figure it out.
Looking at tonight's games, the New York Knicks and the Detroit Pistons back in Detroit.
Oh,
What is it? A 3-1-3? Is it a 3-1-3? Is that
313,
Detroit?
Mo, all
Okay,
day,
okay,
every
okay,
day.
okay.
313. It's all
It's gonna be rocking.
day.
It's gonna be rocking. I'm excited to see it. I've not seen a
Yeah,
playoff game in Detroit in a
all my
real long
family are like, "Are you
time.
coming back home? Are you?" I was like, "I would love to." I told
That's what
them,
the comment section is saying as well, B. They're saying, why are you not putting up?
This is what I said, but this is what I told my family, and I heard from people there in for the Pistons as well. They said if in the closeout game, if we get to a closeout game, we're going to have special guests in the building. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, Bo, if there's a closeout game, there will be special guests in the
Is
building.
that guest in
Okay.
a plural or singular?
In the plural. There'll be
Oh, they might
special
have picked
guests.
it up. They might have picked
Yeah,
it
we got to be there. I mean,
I hope they got a ticket for me too, because I got to pull up.
we got to go.
The Detroit style
It's
pizza and
going
a
to
win in the
be
playoffs.
rocking in there tomorrow. I just hope we can play through our emotion because it's going to be packed in there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I
Who
mean
you
I
picking? Who you picking though?
I gotta pick Detroit. I pick a Detroit just because I pick a Detroit because of the minutes that were played from the Knicks. I mean, those are a lot of minutes they played. I mean, they had like two, three guys or more that played either close to 40 minutes or over 40 minutes. I think Cat was the only starter that didn't play over 40 minutes.
And he didn't have a good game, shall we
Now,
say.
I just it's the energy is going to be so crazy there that I hope the players don't, just, you got to control your emotions. You got to, because it's going to be fired up. I mean, the Motor City is ready. I mean, we could have played right after game two. We were ready to go. Our guys are ready to go. The city is ready to go. So, but I'm going to pick the Pistons here. I'm going to pick the Pistons here. The Knicks are going to put up a fight now. The Knicks want to go back home 2-2. That's what the Knicks want. Okay,
If they go back home 3-1, it's gonna be real scary. Because I'm
but
not trying to see those New York headlines. Down 3-1 to the Pistons.
oh, if they go down 3-1, Mo, I might have to meet you in New York City. I might have.
Oh, now we
Oh,
talking. Now we
hey,
talking.
Mo, if they go down 3-1, oh my goodness, Mo, don't even get me
Oh.
fired up. Don't get me fired. I'm gonna leave that alone. Game three is all that matters. We have to get game three
One game at a
and
time.
one
Detroit
game
versus
at a time.
everybody.
Yes.
No point doing a prediction for Thunder Grizzlies. It is what it
No,
is. Let's
yes.
keep it moving. Denver, look how now we've done that. Memphis is going to shock the world, but whatever. Denver and the Clippers, the first time we're seeing the wall in the playoffs.
Mo, I happen to have. I was doing something and I was flipping through the television earlier and the Clippers game two was on.
Okay.
So I was like, let me just rewatch that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Kawhi Leonard.
We did this yesterday, 2 days ago.
Well, I want to do it again. I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure. Kawhi Leonard. Yeah.
A wise man told me, call it before it happens, and I'll stand on that.
Kawhi Leonard is, yeah,
He's a machine. He's a machine. And now they're going home.
he's that guy. Okay. He's that guy. And Jokic is the MVP, but Kawhi is that guy. You hear a lot of playoff, whatever. Kawhi is that guy.
Anytime, any
Okay.
place. If he's healthy, anytime, any
Any
place.
place. He's
Except for the bubble. Except for the bubble, we'll put that in there because that was a bad look.
Kawhi is that guy. And
Oh, absolutely.
I have no I don't have anything to say. I he was so good. Well, that was just like, I mean,
It's crazy to think about if Kawhi never had any injuries in his career,
yeah, that's what
how
that's
people would talk
exactly.
about him
No,
in
come
these
on.
all-time conversations and
Yes.
so on and
Mo,
so forth. Because
Mo, he would be in that conversation.
I like it. He keeps the game simple. That's what I like
Oh.
most about Kawhi Leonard. He keeps the game simple. He's not
Man,
crying to the referees. He's not over dribbling. He's just getting to his spots. 1-2, pull up, knock down. He's doing what he
he's in,
does. I
yeah,
love it. He,
man. And
we're picking the Clippers.
defensively,
Oh, yeah. He's the claw for a
man.
reason.
Yeah, he's that guy. All right. I might have to start spelling his name with all caps.
Oh, hell yeah.
He is, you know what? He's wow. Wow, what a player.
Absolutely. We're picking the Clippers to win game three.
I am picking the Clippers. I'm picking the Clippers in this series. I'm picking the Clippers. I like the Clips. As long as that guy is playing,
Well, the Nuggets think they have their secret weapon in Peyton Watson, who I believe is a great defender. He said that he only guarded Kawhi on two possessions where Kawhi took a shot. One of them he missed, and I think one of them he turned the ball over or something. So maybe that's the Denver Nuggets game plan, is to roll out Peyton Watson. Good, promising
Aaron
young
Gordon's not a
player.
bad defender. I want to say that.
But it's matchups. It's matchups.
Aaron Gordon's pretty good, and he has the size, speed, quickness. But Kawhi is Kawhi,
But
so he lives
I'm
with it.
interested to see Russell Westbrook revenge tour back in LA. He played for the Clippers not so long ago. I think Russ is going to be charged up for this one.
Well, they should be. I mean, listen, you have Jokic. Jokic could very well be the MVP again this year. And then I'm sitting here saying Kawhi might be the best player in the series. I mean,
You know, one thing we forgot to talk about, just going back to the Knicks real quick. Jalen Brunson was announced as the NBA's clutch player of the year. But let me ask you this. If there was 10 seconds on the clock and you could have the ball in the hands of one player and you need a bucket out of all the players in the NBA right
Kawhi.
now today, who are you
Kawhi.
taking?
Kawhi.
Over everybody.
I'm not hesitating. I'm putting it in his hand. The guy's unbelievable. I mean, he's just, and he's done this every time he's on the floor. No, he's missed so much that you just forget. But I'm taking Kawhi. Who you got?
That's tough. That's tough. Right now, in the entire league, game on the line, I might just have to take Luka Doncic.
Okay, I
I
could
might
respect
have to
that.
take Luka Doncic. He's a big time player.
I respect that.
I think they're both great shouts, but congratulations to Jalen Brunson anyway, clutch player of the year. BJ, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm worried that if the Pistons win, you might not make it to the recording tomorrow. So please, when you do, I will no doubt speak to you during the
You know
game.
what, Mo? That would be great. We need a little home cooking. This is going to be a very, very hard game for a lot of reasons. And but it's going to be a lot of fun. I can tell you this. It's what a great thing to have an opportunity to play in a game three, going back home. You know, there's going to be a lot of people there to celebrate and they want to cheer, but let's give them something to cheer about. So it'll be a good game and we'll be there to watch it. You and I'm sure we'll talk 20 times tomorrow. And if Detroit wins, you know, I'll be calling you screaming. You know that. And it'd be great. It'll be great.
You know, I actually saw something that was really heartwarming. There's a on Twitter, there's a Korean, South Korean Detroit Pistons fan, right?
Okay.
And he watches all the games and he filmed his reaction to like the fourth quarter of the game two. And he actually broke down in tears watching the Pistons finally win a playoff game. And it got me thinking, I was like, man, I'm so spoiled rooting for the Celtics because I just kind of expect us to win. You know what I mean? Like, the Celtics beat the Magic tonight. I'm not calling you screaming. I'm like, yeah, we beat the Magic. So what? But what it means to the fans of this team all around the entire world, all the way to South Korea. Who would have thought there'd be a hardcore Pistons fan in South Korea? Like, it's crazy. So big up to all the teams who are finding success after long periods of.
You know, Mo, we gotta expand our fandomonium. Is that a word? Yeah, that, we gotta expand our fan base here. We gotta now take in the New Orleans Pelicans, and then we have to take in the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
I mean, we're just growing the base, Mo. We're just growing the base. We're growing the base.
I'm glad all the guys are getting jobs out west, so I can root for these teams over in the Western Conference and I
Oh
ain't
yeah,
worried about
we're gonna get guys jobs out east too. So don't
it.
worry.
Who's gonna be starring on the podcast next season?
Hell yeah. It's a long list of guys. Everyone's calling, and we got some surprises for you guys too.
Oh,
We got some surprises.
we do indeed, we do indeed. So
We have some
stay locked
surprises for you.
in, stay locked in.
Yes,
Surprises
yes.
coming sooner rather than later. So make sure you subscribe to the channel, YouTube, Spotify, Apple.
Well,
Hit that notification bell. Hit the notification bell
yes,
if you're listening. So.
You're gonna wanna see what's coming up next. I'll just say that. And this is great.
And it ain't
So,
what you think. If everyone try to
no.
guess, it ain't what you think. Just stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay locked in. And we'll be back tomorrow with more from the Hoop Genius podcast. BJ, appreciate you. Try to get some rest. Try not to
Yes.
go back and watch more Pistons before tomorrow. And
That's right.
until next time, get buckets.